high-definition cameras, sensors, electric motors, and remote controls have become so small and cheap they can be put on most everyday objects. Using the processing power of our smartphones, they become, well, robotic.
Slowly, slowly, we're going to see more robots in our life. They're not going to look like actual robots. It's going to be robotic technology that's applied to other appliances or devices, which are going to make our lives much easier.
A smart ball called Sensor Sphere can easily serve as a remote sentry, checking if everything's fine when you're away from home.
You can drive it around from one room to another, and it can stream live video, audio, temperature, humidity information, and even smoke information if there is a fire in your home.
The sensors are so tiny that there's room for more. For instance, a thermal imaging camera which can look for survivors in closed, tight spaces such as collapsed buildings. Sports equipment manufacturer Adidas presented a soccer ball that will provide coaches and fans with exciting information.
The soccer ball actually has inside of it a triaxial accelerometer and some sensors that's able to pick up on the speed, the flight path, the rotation or the spin, and kind of give an almost instantaneous feedback through the companion app how you did with your kick.
The smart ball called My Coach Smart Soccer is already available online for about $200. Another smart device called Sculpit Chisel can measure up to 24 individual muscles in human body.
It's the first device that lets you measure your fat content and your muscle quality, so you can see how much fat you're losing, how much muscle you're gaining, how you're getting stronger.
Virtual reality is also getting more affordable as well as mobile. A simple device called Wear Reality can turn any smartphone into virtual reality goggles.
We're seeing the phones doubling in performance every year, so what you're going to see is all this technology is going to be mobile and something you carry around with you.
And this is only a preview of what we can expect to see at the world's biggest consumer electronics show early January in Las Vegas. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.